Firstly, I think it's important to ask just generally, how are you feeling this evening?
Very tired. It's been a long campaign. Clearly aware that there are some national issues around, which no matter who was in government, were going to probably take some pain, as people feel very apprehensive about the future. But you know, I genuinely believe that in the long term, these decisions have got to be taken, because you can't keep borrowing £400 million a day, and the government's got to get that under control. And I'd be very disappointed if we lose some really good councillors and candidates who are great community activists, who have really dedicated to taking forward not just their own parts of Sheffield but the whole city, on the back of what I understand are very difficult decisions that are having to be taken at a national level.
Do you think that's going to have had a big effect? In all honesty, do you think that's going to affect the results tonight?
Of course it's there. Of course it's there. And no matter who was in government, that's going to be there. And that's what history shows you, that when difficult decisions are having to be taken, then the parties in government do get affected by that. I really wish and hope that people would have voted purely on local issues, because I don't want to go back to a council in a city like we had 3 years ago, which was run on a favoured areas basis, which was not business friendly, which didn't take recycling seriously, and that didn't really look after taxpayers' money. And people may have voted in apprehension about some difficult decisions nationally, but we don't know what Labour are going to do, and that's not very good for the city.
And for the councillors, have you seen an impact on them, their kind of attitude, their feeling? I mean, it must be a kind of constantly there's the Lib Dem bashing in the press, and does it have an impact on the people around you?
Yeah, it resolves your backbone, actually, because when you think you're doing the right things, look, what's happening here is it's like there's an economic fire, and the firefighters have turned up and are getting blamed for starting the fire, where the real culprits for starting the fire are suddenly become gods, and it's called the Labour Party. You know, they've left you and I with £400 million worth of debt every single day. That's what we're having to borrow as a country. And what it does, it makes you stronger, because I genuinely believe until we get the economy sorted and we're having to take difficult decisions, then unless we want to end up like Greece or Portugal or Ireland, we're going to have to take these really difficult decisions. And I don't want to be here in 3 or 4 years' time, because I've done the short-term thing as a political party for my short-term party gain, to actually not tackle this, because ultimately it'll mean more people will lose their jobs, more people will lose their homes, interest rates will rise, and the country will be in dire straits. So it gives you resolve, because in the long run, I genuinely believe that people will look back, maybe in another 2 or 3 years, and say, actually, we're a bit harsh on the Liberal Democrats in 2011, because the fair things that Nick Clegg bring into government, like fairer taxes, money for some of the most deprived kids in terms of the pupil premium, pensioners being £15,000 better off over the lifetime of their pension, 2,500 extra apprenticeships. And actually, if you take a look at the student fees issue, a more progressive system than we've got now, I understand that the pledge is there, that actually people say we were a little bit harsh actually in 2011 on the Liberal Democrats. So I'm into this long term to make sure the country's sorted, rather than just take the temperature at the end of 1 year of a government.
Well, the Liberals have been asking people to kind of think locally and vote locally. I mean, how confident are you of the people of Sheffield to have kind of detached themselves from national issues and literally just focused entirely on Sheffield?
Well, when my opponents have done nothing that run a national campaign, then it's going to be very hard. The people of Sheffield may have voted in a Labour council tonight, and none of us know what they're going to do. I mean, you know, that's not a good thing for the city. You know, they've had no local solutions, no local ideas, no vision for the city, and they've run the most negative campaign, which vilifies the leader of our party and actually has a go at the Liberal Democrats nationally, when at the same time, for every £8 that the coalition's saving, Labour would be saving £7. It's an hypocrisy campaign which has asked people to look nationally, when actually what they are doing is deciding the future of their city locally. Okay, I'm going to go in. Last question. Okay.
You probably won't answer it, but is there any discrepancies between your policies and what you think Nick Clegg's done? Is there anything you think, Nick shouldn't have done that?
Look, in hindsight, we can all say that. What I do know about Nick Clegg is this: is a politician that's thinking about the future, your future and my future. He's wanting to get the economy right, and he's got the backbone, the vision, and the goal to stand there and take the crap that's been thrown at him for our long-term interest. And what he hasn't done is what Tony Blair and Gordon Brown used to do, and that's take short-term party advantage based on an opinion poll or a focus group. We're in this for the long run, to sort out the future, not just for us, but for the generations that come after us, to make sure that the country's stable. And I've got every confidence in Nick Clegg of having the backbone and the focus and the vision to get us out of this mess, and really importantly, bring a sense of fairness to government, and judge the Liberal Democrats and Nick Clegg in 3 or 4 years'